Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today, I'm joined by Jose Morera, who is president of Profit Rhino, a company he founded. I think Jose is a fun and fascinating guy to talk to. He's a very successful entrepreneur. In addition to Profit Rhino, he's founded and grown several companies from marketing services to restaurants, quite a diverse portfolio. Also, another interesting item, Profit Rhino recently acquired Callahan Roach, so I'm interested to hear about that. And I should point out that Profit Rhino is a vendor partner of Service Nations, so clearly I'm biased in their favor, but I'm mostly biased because Profit Rhino is a really great system. The people of Profit Rhino are wonderful people, and you can tell when you work with them, they're dedicated to making contractors' businesses more successful. So, Jose Morera, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you, David. Thank you for such a great introduction.
All true. Let's start at the beginning. How did you end up joining our industry?
I was in corporate America for 12, 13 years, and I was the COO of a large distributor, but there was really no next step for me since the owner was the president. And I always wanted to, I wanted to get some experience. I wanted to start my own business. So I left. And, as you said, I did some consulting, started some other things. But my mentor, Debbie Fry, she had retired and her husband was an electrician and always started these electrical contracting business, never did really well. But when she retired, they went to Myrtle Beach and her dream was to retire there by the beach. And what did her husband want to do? Start a contracting business. And she agreed to it, but she said, I'm going to run the back end to make sure it's successful. And one of the big pain points she was seeing was pricing. Technicians not knowing how to price, calling the office for parts markups, parts pricing, and she had to figure out that was a better way. So she researched and looked at flat rates. So she implemented the Mayo flat rate pricing, which was a buck, and you had the software, and it was very kludgy. But by implementing that in the business, she was able to get her net margin from 3-6% to over 20%. So she saw how powerful that was for small business and allowed her to scale. And they bought into a plumbing company and got into the pool and sold and was very successful. But she had an idea, which was why is this a printed book? Why can't we make this hosted online with a platform and we charge a subscription and they use that app to price? And that's when she reached out to me. She had the industry knowledge, she experienced that, and I had a technology and execution background. So she pitched the idea. I did some research. I thought they had some legs and we came up with the name Profit Rhino and started the company, a flat rate company. And that was in 2014 that we started.
Very cool.
And we took a product to market around 2015.
Very cool. You guys kind of came from out of nowhere. I remember vaguely hearing about you and then suddenly hearing a lot about you guys. So great progress in a short period of time. So tell me about Profit Rhino now.
So, as we've obviously grown and understood a lot more our business with our customers, the flat rate grew a little bit more into, hey, we have this digital flat rate, but wouldn't it be great to be able to kind of build options or have a sales tool? So we converted that into a quoting and sales tool that's fed by the flat rate, which makes it much easier to create these option packages. And we've grown the platform to have a lot of integrations with some of the field service software where you can use us to feed that content in there or use us as a price book and sales tool. So we've grown. We, as you said, we can talk a little bit more about Callahan Roach. We have an office in Dallas, upstate New York, and continue to really try to help contractors be more successful and more profitable, which is our mission through implementation of flat rates and sales processes and helping them understand their numbers so they know what to price and how to price.
I think the story from your mentor was a really valuable story, and it's a lesson that a lot of contractors learn sometimes painfully. But it always surprises me that some contractors are still using time and materials as their pricing mechanism. And so while this has been discussed a lot, I still run across people that are using time and materials. So I feel like I owe it to them to ask you what you see as the advantage of flat rate pricing over time and material pricing.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, 92% of all homeowners prefer flat rate and, less than 30% of home service contracts offer it. So if the customer wants it, if the homeowners want it, why not give them that experience that they want? And they're used to it because that's what they see every day in the car wash, in the movies, it's all a flat rate. So that's the first over overarching reason that I think that you want to give the homeowners what they ask, but there's a lot of other advantages. I know time, you know, and material creates conflict. The first thing, you know, if you look at the experience of the homeowner with time and material is you're walking into their house and saying, it's $150 an hour, $200 an hour plus materials. First thing they're going to say, they don't understand your business, and they're thinking to themselves, I don't make that much. Why am I paying that much? So they're going to watch you. They're going to haggle over that labor rate. And not only that, it's not a great experience. They've called you in there and they want three things. They want to know how good you are, how much, and how long it's going to take. They probably know you're good because they called you. So you did well on that. But now you show up and you can tell them how much and how long. It's just a bad user experience. They're unhappy. There's conflict. There's a lot of pressure on the technician. The technician, you know, doesn't have the pricing of all the parts, calling the office. They're watching you, and it's just not the best experience to the homeowner. So that's one fact. As when you take with flat rate, you walk up, you introduce yourself. There's a diagnosis fee. I'm going to see what's wrong, inspect the trouble area. I'll come back with a pricing. If you agree, we'll proceed. If not, I collect the diagnosis fee. It just changes the whole interaction and becomes a lot more consultative, and you're not creating that conflict of how long or why you're charging me so much. So in terms of that, you're going to get a lot more jobs. Your win rates are going to be up, and as a company, it's a lot more professional. Another part of time and material is also not fair to the homeowner or the contractor, because a slower tech will take longer to do the work. So you're charging the homeowner less, right? So they're paying more for work that could be done faster because you have a newer tech. And your more experienced tech that you usually pay more money is billing less. So you're making less margin on them. So, you know, not having flat rate time material, your margins are all over the place. And I have a story of one of our customers that came up to me in one of the trade shows and said, hey, I love your system. You know, flat rate was a big difference for me, because when I started my business, I was still, you know, going on jobs, and I had two other techs with me. And I couldn't understand why all my customers always wanted me. When they called, they wanted me to go. And I couldn't scale the business. I couldn't work in the business because I was going on all these calls. And then suddenly it dawned. See, because I had the experience and I can do it faster. So I'm billing them less. So that's why they want me. Once I switched to flat rate, they didn't care who went because it was the same price. I could pass it no matter if it was me or one of my other two techs. It's the same price. So as soon as I did that, I was able to, instead of working in the business, I could work on the business. I've been able to increase my margins. I've been able to hire more. And now he has seven trucks. And that was a big difference for him. So this is a prime example of the differences between time and material and having flat rate.
That is a great story.
In summary, you know, time and material kind of limits your ability to bill, since you can only actually bill, you know, how many hours a tech can work. Plus the entire benefit of that user experience and not haggling over price, and using flat rate really differentiates you as a company. It helps your contractor bottom line. And we see that with our customers every day. You know, every day as we help them to either improve their process or switch from time and material to flat rate.
So speaking of differentiation, what makes Profit Rhino different than other flat rate software companies?
Great question. Number one, I know we are a true platform. So when you get our flat rate, you get a management web tool that you can build on. So we have our trades that we offer, but however, I know some contracts are starting to sell grills. You can add a business type for grills and put pricing in there. So it grows with you. So you have control over that. And we continue to add new trades. We just launched this year a light commercial and light refrigeration. So it's a platform that expands with your business needs. And we continue to push new content to make it better. We also have a big focus on ease of use and the user experience. We try to make it really intuitive. We focus our pricing and our presentation to, we really focus on the tech experience. We know that techs are under tons of pressure. We always say that the techs are serving two bosses, two masters, their boss and the homeowner, and they need to make both of them happy. And sometimes it's very difficult, but if we can focus that entire pricing side of offering the price and making it really easy for them to find the price and have that conversation with the homeowner, where the homeowner is happy and it's driving their average ticket, and the owner is also happy, it's also, you know, makes it really easy to use. We focus a lot on that. Next, you know, our content is a managed content. So we have a team that updates our average parts costs, obsolete parts, and adds new repairs. We also have a steering committee that we meet to discuss content needs, that provides feedback for different regions. And we continue to expand here in the Northeast, the hydronic side, new pumps, you know, anything that comes, we try to make it better and improve it so the customers can focus on running their business, not pricing. Let us take care of that. We also have some special relationships with manufacturers and distributors that provide the pricing data so we can have industry parts averages that get updated quarterly. So you're always doing well and getting the margins you want. And last, like you said in the intro, our people and our success program. We really, truly, truly have an amazing group of people with values that are authentic and have as their mission to help home service contractors become more profitable and be more successful. So we've implemented a success program that everyone that purchases our software goes through. Through this program, we help them review their bill out rate, break even, help them calculate that if they don't have it, go over best practice. We teach them how to transition from time material to flat rate as needed, or how to put a better process with their flat rate and to tweak their bill out rates and tweak the whole system to really, you know, make it so they're hitting the margins that they want. Ultimately, our goal is to make these companies successful. We know based on experience and based on the experience of the co-founder that, you know, Debbie, that's not here, that this makes a real impact in the business and in their lives. And if we can make their business better, more profitable, they're going to be able to pay the employees better. They're going to be happier. Their families are going to be happier. It's what I call trickle-down happiness, right? You start with that, everything is good. So we're really proud and we really have that mission to help contractors be more successful.
We touched briefly on the Callahan-Roach merger, and you acquired them. They're one of the long-time, well-respected flat-rate systems. So how has the merger been, and what advantages do you get out of that?
It's been a great merger. Really happy. And I think there's two major advantages. First, what I just talked about, the managed content, the whole content team, that came from the Callahan acquisition. They have a team that just works on that and came with 30 years of the empirical data on the task times. A lot of the relationships with the manufacturing supply houses and distributors to get that pricing. We got a lot access to a lot more pricing so we can have that updates those content, and we were really able to really improve the quality of our product with that feature and also the quality of the content. So it's been a win-win in that aspect. And then, as we all know, you know, Callahan Roach pretty much brought flat rate to the HVAC industry. So the industry knowledge that came with acquisition is priceless. Callahan Roach, they really understand how the tech thinks. If I add up all the industry knowledge of all their staff that we acquired, it's probably over 200 years. So us as being a newer company and bringing that industry experience has helped us become better at every functional area, specifically supporting customer success, product development. Really, that insight that they have has helped us become a better company. So those are two things that have been really successful on acquiring them and rolling them into our product and our operations.
Now, you guys are in New York. Callahan Roach is in Arlington, Texas. You are a New York Giants fan. Callahan Roach is right next to the Cowboys stadium, essentially. How is it going to impact you when the Cowboys kick the Giants' ass every year?
You know, at least it's not the Eagles. That's all that I have to say. So the staff over there, when I went there to do, you know, an all hands meeting, they got me a gift, and it was a Dallas Cowboys shirt.
Awesome.
I brought it home. My wife wouldn't even said, get going into the shed. Don't even bring it in the house. So it's a fun rivalry. You know, we pick on each other, but it is what it is. Let's hope that the Giants have some better years ahead of here.
So, as you mentioned, Profit Rhino has thousands of contractors, and it's one of the things I really respect about you guys. Your system works with really small companies, and it works with those that have hundreds of trucks. And so you've seen flat rate implemented in a lot of different businesses. What kind of across the board are two or three things that the successful contractors do differently that help them grow, use the system, scale, and end up being profitable?
This is something that we spend time a lot, you know, with our customers, and we've seen customers come with us like with 2-3 trucks and, you know, 2-3 years, you know, be 10 trucks and grow and hit their goals. And I think there's a couple of traits that I see of these successful companies that really are able to grow and implement it. I think number one is they have a great team. They have a management team that cares about the people, focus on development of the people, and they have a vision for the company. You know, even one truck shows when they come, they're, I want to implement this in 2 years, you're going to be talking to me. I'm going to have 10 trucks and this is what I'm going to do. So they have a vision, and they usually have a servant leadership mentality where, you know, they understand the importance of people in the business. And if you don't have the right people and take care of people, the business is not going to grow and scale. So that's number one. Number two, they know their numbers. You know, they understand break even, the departmentalization allocation of overhead, dual overhead pricing. They know the sales each tech has to hit per week, the average ticket, and they know how to price. They know what they need to price to get the margins they need. Three, I'd say, is they have processes and they understand the importance of processes. And especially they put a lot of work and have a proven field process. And that field process allows them to scale and provide the same experience to each homeowner every time, no matter what technician sent to the job. And that's really how they scale. And that process is really well documented. It's ingrained and everyone talks about it. Everyone knows and they're always improving it where it goes from arriving, appearance, setting the expectations, diagnosis fee, pricing, service agreements, collecting a signature, asking for a review, you know, leaving a little small gift, a follow-up, and that's really important. They're very process-oriented, not only in the field, but I see a lot of folks in the field, but even in the office. And last, they're always the ones that I see that grow is they're always willing to learn, they want to learn, and they are part of a best practice group, and sometimes more than one, service roundtable, SNA, all that are there, and they're eager to learn from their peers, and they're eager to share their learnings. They attend webinars, conferences, and they're always looking to be better and to improve. So those are the things that I see with the companies. You know, usually those four things are I see in companies that are really pushed forward and are very successful and are able to reach their goals and grow.
So this has been great. If our listeners wanted to learn more about Profit Rhino, what would be a good way for them to do that?
So our website is very informative, www.profitrhino.com. We have a watch demo that's a quick demo right there that you can see the product gives us a quick overview. And right there, you can also schedule a live demo if you're interested. And then we also have a chat right there with any questions that our teams are responsive. And you can always, you know, the number and the email is right on the site if you want to call and talk to someone or email and get more information, that's always available. But I would start at the website because there's a lot of information there. And from there, if there's more interest, you can engage with us and our team can't wait to chat with anyone that's interested.
Well, Jose Moreira, thank you so much for doing this with us. I really appreciate it. It's been interesting hearing about Profit Rhino. So thanks for your time today.
Hey, thank you, David. It was a pleasure.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.